are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ralph from Boston writes, Dr. Dahlia, it looks like Mitt Romney is going to win the nomination, but I can't get over what he did with Romney Care. What should Mitt do to recapture our faith in his ability to deal with our health care crisis? See, I don't know. I'm not a political campaign person. You know, I mean, if so, I'd probably be making more money, right? Maybe not always. Maybe they don't make that much money. But here's the thing. This is just one of many emails, you know, I've been getting regards to Romney Care and health care and presidential candidates. Look, I know many people are very concerned and very nervous about this next election. And I think we have to remember there's not going to be a candidate that we love. Okay? You know, I mean, maybe we were in love with Ronald Reagan. Maybe we were in love with JFK. Maybe we were in love with Eisenhower. Right? But you don't always have to be in love with the candidate. Okay? I mean, and even if you are in love with them, you know, and you love everything they say, I mean, doesn't mean they're going to do everything they say when they become president. So I know, you know, let's just kind of get that out of the way. I know people are really frustrated with what's happening with the presidential primary. Some people don't love Romney. But again, you know, at this point, no, you really don't have to love your candidate. Okay, it's probably not going to happen. We're not going to be in love with any of the candidates. Just like many Democrats, they're really not in love with Obama. Now, that's why they were going back and forth. You know, should somebody else run? Should Hillary Clinton run? But again, there's nobody people could really rally behind that they love. So, you know, both sides of this political equation is going to, you know, have to be where people are, you know, donating and supporting people that they aren't 100% in love with. Okay. But so your question, you know, how do we regain faith in what Romney could do with health care based on Romney Care? Well, you know, maybe one thing Romney could say, I mean, if I was his political advisor, right, his campaign manager, you know, I would say, you know, look, be honest. Say, look, guys, I took a stab at it. Okay? I don't know how to fix health care. Okay? Wouldn't it be nice if a politician just, you know, told the truth, didn't lie? Don't try to BS. All right? Just be honest. I didn't know how to handle the health care problem. So the best thing I could come up with at the time was Romney Care. Yes, there's certain things I would have changed and done differently. There were other aspects about it that I liked, but that is what I did. I took a stab at it. It doesn't mean I am going to do Romney Care again. This is something I did, all right? And it's, you know, and it, you try something and then you want to improve on what you did. At first, you don't succeed. Try again. And if I was Mitt Romney, I would say, look, guys, you know, I don't think anybody could have gotten it right on the first try. If anybody could have, that person is a miracle worker, and then I'd get behind them. But this is what I was able to do in my state. I understand a lot of you don't like it, so we are going to use those criticisms to make a better type of healthcare system. But we're going to take the good, and we're going to fix the bad. I would probably do that if I were him, you know? And I don't know if it's going to restore faith, but I think it's going to, you know, reiterate the point that many of us need to know is that you can't fix healthcare. You know, one problem many of us had with the Affordable Health Care Act wasn't that, you know, Obama and Pelosi wrote it. And it was they were so confident that this piece of legislation would fix things that they were able to muster support and get supporters and have all the rhetoric out there when I really wish they would have said, look, guys, this is what we're going to try. At first we don't succeed, try again. This is not going to be the end all. All right, let's try to put this into effect and see what happens. And if it doesn't work, let's regroup and revamp. But they didn't. This is my signature piece. I am going to go down in history as the one that passed health care. I did health care reform. And that's what's so frustrating, especially for a lot of us academics and scientists and doctors. We're like, that really wasn't the most, honest and intelligent statement. Saying, look, let's see what this does. Let's see if this works. Now, again, what would be even more intelligent is if they did piece by piece. You don't do a 2,000-page bill. You break things down. Go, look, let's try this. Let's first get children up to age 26 on the plan so we have more healthy people putting money into the system. Period. I mean, be honest about why you're doing it. Okay, be honest. Okay, let's now stop this whole pre-existing condition thing because people are getting kicked off their insurance, for a reason that is beyond their control. And explain why you're doing piece by piece. But no, that's not how the Democrats presented it. And I don't want to sit here and bash Democrats or bash Obama. And I don't want to be against the Affordable Health Care Act because it was what they did. But the way they presented it, like this is going to be the cure, this is going to be the fix, gave a lot of people false hope. Plus now it cornered Republicans into a corner such that if they don't fix health care in their term, the Democrats have to come back in and then come up with another monstrous legislation or even worse, a public option. And it just, I really wish a politician would be honest. So to answer your question, Ralph, what Romney should do is be honest and say, look, anybody that says they can fix health care is lying. This is too huge a problem. We need to tackle it in pieces. If Romney Care was not well-liked or well-received, you can bet your butt I won't do it. You don't have to admit it's a mistake. Admit that was an attempt and not your best attempt. And I don't think that's going to hurt him, honestly, if he ends up being our candidate. But somebody, for the love of the Lord, needs to be honest and realistic because no one's fixing health care. There are people right now uninsured, unable to buy health insurance, not getting the treatment they need, and all we're seeing is political rhetoric, and it is really frustrating the heck out of me and voters. Don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Here, I want to hear from you. Call in.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Benjamin from San Bernardino writes, Doctor, I have a huge problem with where our health care is going, but when I discuss this at work, all my coworkers think I'm a right-wing nut. What arguments can I make, especially when we talk about health care as a right? Okay. You know, this is, I love a lot of the emails I've been receiving on this. I almost wish I could read all the emails, because there's been very similar emails, and I'd love to just kind of address each and every one. But Benjamin, I picked yours out of the blue, and it reminded me of some of the other emails I've had. I was actually at UNLV yesterday speaking to a bunch of students. It was a UNLV Republican group, and they were asking me something very similar to that. They're like, look, people think just because I don't like what's going on with health care that I'm a quote-unquote right-wing nut. What do you do? And one student was actually a pre-med student. And she said, Dr. Dahlia, look, you know, I'm going into pre-med. I don't want to look like I'm heartless. But how do you address these arguments when you're talking to people about rights, et cetera? Now, this is, I know this is very tough, okay? Because, I mean, you know, we don't need, you know, I don't want to put everybody in a position where they have to sit there and, you know, educate everybody. And we don't want to make a whole nother Occupy movement, okay? You know, and we don't want, I know me being a conservative doctor who has you know, loved many Democratic ideologies throughout my life. All right. You know, I used to work for the EPA. We were fans of Al Gore. Okay. So I haven't always been completely one-sided in terms of my political thinking. I mean, I could definitely see both sides. I like to choose the best candidate, but I am. I'm a conservative and I'm a registered Republican. My problems, of course, with the health care bill that we talked about, you know, stem from my being a doctor. I kind of know what works. I kind of know what doesn't work. And seeing something that doesn't work get forced on our employers and our doctors is kind of scary. But of course, you know, many of us now, especially in this country, we are so polarized that both sides look like nuts. Those of us, you know, criticizing Obamacare will look like right-wing nuts. Those people that are supporting it look like left-wing nuts, and it doesn't have to be that way. Okay, because remember, to fix healthcare, it has to be bipartisan. We cannot fix healthcare, even if the Republicans take control. All right? And listen to this carefully. If the Republicans take control in the next 4 years, they cannot fix healthcare just one-sided. Because when the Democrats come back into office, and they will eventually, whether it be in 4 years, 8 years, or whatever, the pendulum is going to swing back, and then we're going to have problems all over again. All right, this has to be something that everybody is happy with. Now, of course, you can't make everybody happy, but this has to be a bipartisan effort. Yes, we're going to be giving away freebies. Yes, we are going to be raising taxes. Yes, we are. But we're not going to be giving away the farm. We shouldn't be giving, you know, away the farm to illegals. We shouldn't be, you know, so there's going to have to be some serious compromises. And it's going to have to be practical. If we want to give everybody health care, including illegals, et cetera, you know, and we want to give everybody access to the ER system, which is already now inundated, well, then we're going to have to figure out a way to fix our ER system. We're going to have to figure out a way to pay for it. I mean, it's going to take compromises. There is no way we're going to be able to move forward with healthcare without both sides agreeing. If not, we're going to be hurting ourselves with this back and forth pendulum. Okay? We can't be having legislation go back and forth every 4 years. It's going to completely devastate the system. Because you and I want to know what healthcare is going to be for us 5 years from now. 10 years from now, because we need to plan certain surgeries, certain operations. I know many of you are contemplating a knee replacement. Many of you are contemplating a hysterectomy. Many of you have colon cancer in the family and know that in the next 10 years, you're going to have to be screened a lot more actively than you are now. I just had a patient. Her brother just died of colon cancer. She's like, I guess I need to get back in there. I'm at that age. Yes, you are. And many of us are going to be at that age in a few years. Okay, we're going to want stability with our healthcare system. Okay, it's not about winning, people. Yes, I think the Affordable Health Care Act is probably, you know, one of the stupidest bills I've ever seen. Was written without any thought. Has a couple good things in it, but for the most part, you know, it was, I think, an ego boost. And I'm scared to death of it. But, what more I want is some stability of our healthcare system. So here you are, if you're a student or if you're a coworker like Benjamin here, all right, you know, what do you do when there's these arguments? Well, just to go back to basic debate 101 or I don't even know if these are debates, but I think an intelligent person doesn't say my way or the highway. So like, for example, if somebody comes up to you saying, I don't understand this, you're a doctor, right? Or you're a medical student, et cetera. And you don't think healthcare is a right. You think only, you know, wealthy people should have, healthcare. So let's say somebody comes up to you with that and go, if he does that, you need to already get on the defensive because he's being an idiot. But like, let's say somebody says, I don't know why you have a problem with everybody having healthcare. Okay, well, one thing you could do is first, you want to find common ground with anybody, whether it's healthcare, whether it's an argument with your mother-in-law, whatever. You find common ground. And go, wait a second, I think I agree with you a lot more than you think you do. Our healthcare system is messed up. I think it's sad that we have a lot of people that don't have access to healthcare. I'm with you on that, brother. I'm with you on that. Now, how to give it to everybody without raising taxes and only 50% of the country paying taxes, that's something we need to figure out how to do. And I'd love for you and I to brainstorm, but no, I'm not in disagreement. You see, find aspects with, I have to do that with patients all the time. Otherwise, I couldn't. 50% of my patients are liberal. How do I not lose them and have them giving me the middle finger when they leave the office? Because I find common ground. I'm like, I agree with you. There should be no reason why an American citizen that's been paying their taxes, a good upstanding citizen, doesn't have access to, you know, health care or, you know, have a means to get affordable health insurance. I couldn't agree with you more. The only thing is the access that they actually do have right now isn't working. They have access and it's not working. So you see, you're actually still agreeing with them. People argue, a lot of us on the right do, well, they do have access. They're going to the ER for free. They do have access. You see, one thing the liberals had done is they put Republicans into a corner, conservatives into a corner, using this term, not allowing access for everybody and the lack of it being a right. But that's not the case. So, you know, people on the right are going, no. What are you guys talking about? There is access. You go to the ER for free. I mean, that's what people are doing. They do. They go into an ER. You're sick, you go into an ER. All right. Now, to me, that's not good access. That's a horrible system. But you see, when you argue, again, you take the momentum, you build upon the points that you guys agree upon, and go, but see, this is why I have a problem with this. The access everybody has is wrecking our system. So I agree that we need to have access for everybody, if that's what you agree in. But what we're doing now is a complete mess. And unfortunately, what the bill has isn't going to fix that. You know, again, you don't have to argue like a quote unquote right wing nut that people are accusing you of being. You know, find common ground, build upon it, bring in their momentum, make them feel good that they actually came up with a good point. I mean, hopefully it's a point that you can agree with. I mean, some of these points, I know, you know, I mean, they're really grabbing at straws, but find something where they agree with because they'll listen to you. You know, if you shut them down before you can even talk, they're not going to even listen to you, and you're just wasting energy, and you guys are arguing. And some people like to argue, they like the fight. But if you're actually trying to have decent conversations with coworkers and make things copacetic so you can work, all right, then you need to know how there's a way to masterfully have these conversations. And go, look, I think you and I agree a heck of a lot more than you know, people would think. It's just, I just don't have faith in what they passed as fixing it. Because I just see employers laying people off, people still not having insurance, and I don't see how insurance companies are going to solve the problem. So, I mean, as much as I'd like to say I like the bill or I dislike the bill, that's not going to help the problem, you know? And also, you could, you know, hopefully show these other people just being one-sided isn't going to solve the problem either. Now, again, we can't change America, you know, and I don't want you to, but I also don't want you getting so much heat because this is going to be a very nasty year, right? I believe within this next week, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments on health care. They're going to be making a ruling in June. Then we have the election in November. Okay, whatever happens in June, there is going to be outrage. And it's going to get ugly all over. And, you know, run this by me. You know, if you need sources, you know, to help make your argument, email me, whatever I could do to help. But again, look like the one that has logic. Don't throw emotion into it. Use logical arguments. And don't act like you hate it just because you hate the president. Because that's not logical. That's not the best way to debate this. Don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, guys, you better, you know, clean up your desks. It looks like employees are actually judged by their office cleanliness. If you want to make a good impression on your peers as well as your boss, clean up the desk. A survey by temporary staffing from Adecco revealed that nearly 60% of U.S. employees judge coworkers on how clean or dirty they keep their workspace. More than 40% have judged their colleagues more negatively if their workspace is messy. Now, I know many of you, you know, want to just, you know, tell everybody to just mind their own business and blow it out the retroperitoneum. But, you know, like we kind of talked about, you know, in the previous segment, you really need things copacetic at work. You really do. Okay? I think it's very frustrating. I found it very frustrating when I was waiting tables that if there was another employee that had an issue with me, how much they would try to make your shift miserable. Especially the go and the narc on the boss. Dolly messed up with that table. She flipped the order wrong. You need to do something about her. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, your coworkers that are cool, they're like, all right, fine. You know, she gave the ribs to somebody. They needed the chicken. She swapped the plates. Who cares? You know, and so, yeah, when you have people that are petty like that, it really drives you crazy. But it's not so much your coworkers you need to keep happy. It's the bosses. And so having that clean desk, it's not so much, because I know some of you are like, really, they did a survey on this? But think about it. There's also the psychology behind it, okay? Having a clean desk Now, look who's talking. I mean, I have so much paperwork to do that I have piles of paperwork. Okay? I have a system, of course, you know, but I'm a very, very busy girl. But also, when somebody looks at a messy desk, it brings in negative feelings. Okay? No, I'm not trying to get touchy-feely here, but that's true. Kind of brings in negative feelings, negative issues. And so when somebody sees something all nice and clean and sparkly, it induces positive feelings. So if your boss is going to be walking around your workspace and the workspace looks really, really nice, it's not too girly, right? But it looks nice and organized, right? No tampon wrappers, people. It's going to help. That's all I got to say. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. Don't forget, you can always email me at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Now, they say doctors are asking patients out now more and more online, doing these online dating sites. Now, remember we talked about this? Doctors are not supposed to date the patients. Okay, most state medical boards say that's a no-no, if not all of them. But it looks like new research is suggesting that doctors are contacting patients on internet dating sites and engaging in other unprofessional online behavior. And some of them getting caught. Most boards say they've received at least one complaint about unprofessional online behavior. 25% had received more than 3 complaints. The most common violation was asking patients out online. Others were prescribing medicine and overstating medical credentials online. Yes, I don't like that. I can't stand it when people Facebook me and want me to call in a prescription. No. More than half said complaints led to serious punishment, including revoking medical licenses. So for those of you that want to date your doctor, don't do it. They can't do it. Don't tempt your doctor. Okay? This is going to appear in this week's Journal of American Medical Association. Violations occurred over 10 years. You know, and it's interesting because you'll have doctors that will go through a divorce like many people do. Okay? And the one complaint I get from many divorcees, whether they're in medicine or not, is, well, how do you meet people? Okay? You don't want to date at work. You never want to dip your pen in the cup of ink, right? You don't want to date at work. And for those people in the medical community, especially doctors, you can't. You are not allowed to date your patients. Nurse practitioners, PAs, you can't do it. You can't do it. Now, when we were younger and we were still in school or we were going out with our friends, very easy. But once you start to get middle age, after you have that divorce and now you're in your 40s, where do you meet people? You know, and so people, you know, I've gotten emails on this going, oh, my gosh, so there's perverts. No. All right. This doesn't mean they're perverted. Now, according to the medical board, it's unethical. You are not supposed to date your patient. You cannot have a relationship with your patient. All right. But don't mix this up with, you know, voyeurism or, you know, being perverted. Okay. You know, you have people out there that want to, you know, I mean, if you're a doctor and you aren't out there and the only people you're meeting are patients, you know, and you're like, well, you know, this is the one I like. This is the one for me. It doesn't mean they're perverted. It's just they want to date you. It's just they are bound by their state board that they can't do that. And I think that they shouldn't. I really don't think doctors should do that. There was a case where one doctor impregnated one of his patients. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You can't do that. You just can't do it. And as a doctor, you know, you cannot date your patients. Yes, it's unfortunate that throughout, you know, if you want to date somebody at work, because that's the only, you know, those are the only people you meet, it's unfortunate that a big group of who you are seeing at work is untouchable, but then you're going to have to get out more, you're going to have to, you know, go to other, or you may have to go online and meet people that aren't your patients. But here's the other thing, though, too. All right, be careful if it's a former patient. Okay, there are different statutes with your medical board. You don't want to date somebody and go, yeah, but they're not my patient anymore. Yeah, I've seen people do that too. Like, all right, well, I'll just fire them as a patient. No, there has to be some time. Okay? Some time with that. All right. In medical news today, we're talking about a male baldness possible cure on the horizon. Apparently, researchers have found an actual protein that is high in hair follicles that are going bald. Prostaglandin D synthase. They found are elevated in cells of many hair follicles located in bald patches on the scalp, but not hairy areas. So what they did is they have mice bred to have high levels of the protein. They went completely bald, while transplanted human hair stopped growing when given the protein. So this is something that they found, cause and effect. This prostaglandin D synthase, if you could decrease this protein from being upregulated, you could hopefully reverse baldness or at least slow it down. So they're already working on a gel to block the receptor. Don't worry, it doesn't sound like an injection or a suppository or anything like that. They think it's going to be a gel that you could apply to the scalp, but they still have a long way to go. You know, one is, does this have to be applied every day for life? And if you stop applying it, does the hair grow back? Right? Is this permanent? Are there any side effects? So I know everybody's all excited, but honestly, guys, which I was talking about in the previous show, you know, bald isn't bad. Bald's kind of sexy. All right, we talked about some sexy people, right? Elmer Fudd, sexy, right? Bruce Willis, sexy. Eisenhower, right? Dwight, very handsome. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Telly Savalas, Michael Jordan, Yul Brynner, Jason Statham, Vin Diesel, Bruce Willis, and don't forget Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard. So for those of you going bald, you know, it's not a lot of us ladies. We kind of think it's sexy, okay? We kind of think it's sexy. All right. In more medical news, you know, they brought up a study a couple weeks ago where antibiotics most of the time do not need to be needed for sinus infections. And, of course, those of us with sinus infections said, what? Wait, what? So we're pretty upset by that. We had a big issue. Well, now they're, you know, talking about complementary medicine and alternative medicine. You know, like acupuncture. I'm a huge fan. I think acupuncture was amazing. And I think acupuncture is a wonderful, wonderful adjunct to treating sinus infections. You know, think about it. Whenever you guys are stuffed in your nose, right, you lie down on one side, it gets stuffed. So you switch sides, and then the other side gets stuffed, and the other one opens up. Well, acupuncture sometimes helps you open up. You know, when your vessels are constricted, you leak fluid and you get congested. When the vessels are nice and open, you don't. And acupuncture has been proven to do that. So absolutely, I'm a huge fan. If there's any complementary medicine or you know, that you could do, however, please keep in mind that if it doesn't work, you have to get this treated. Sinus infections that don't get better, I mean, it could, you could go into sepsis, it could go to the brain, so you don't want to mess around. But yeah, I don't think it's harmful giving it a try, especially if your doctor won't give you antibiotics because of that new study, which is frustrating. Don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm looking right now at the world's most expensive laptop. It is covered in more than 8,000 diamonds and has a price tag of $11 million. But shipping is free. Yep. Shipping is free. What is this? It's a Dutch accessory manufacturer. CoverB has made the world's most expensive laptop sleeve. Oh, it's like a sleeve, like a little... Why? I know laptops are expensive, but really an $11 million with diamonds? What's the point? Well, I guess that's just what rich people need to... I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. To me, it's not even that good looking. You know, you could be doing fit. You could put cubic zirconium. I couldn't really tell the difference. I couldn't. All right. This is interesting. The biggest cash jackpots in U.S. history. Oh, wow. Okay. Looks like $240 million was hit this last year. Remember people were talking about, okay, wait a second, this was in January. You know, people were saying, okay, that's kind of, is that the biggest? Yes, it was. That was, there were two tickets, Idaho and Washington State, right? $240 million Mega Millions. Then the 223 hit March 6, 2007. $214 million cash Mega Millions hit in 2009. Two tickets, New York and California. Then $210 million Powerball, which was won just last month. It was a Rhode Island winner. All right, I'm not going to go through all of them, but oh boy. Boy, people are making money that way. Jeez. I'm not good at lottery. I've never won a raffle. I just am not lucky. I'm not good at gambling. I'm not good at that kind of stuff. I'm not lucky. I don't want to waste money. All right. Now, you want to know what I waste money, and a lot of you waste money on, is toner. Well, this is interesting. And paper. We waste a lot of paper. Cambridge scientists have now unveiled a laser unprinter that deletes words from paper so we could reuse the paper. Apparently, it's a laser that evaporates the toner in the printed pages. Okay? So, what happens is the device uses a green laser to heat up toner particles attached to fibers in the paper, causing them to evaporate. Then, and I'm looking at this, it really looks like it's erased. This means that the paper could be reused, creating a massive boost for the environment by reducing carbon emissions and deforestation. I like that. I'm for that. Early estimates predict the pioneering research could lower emissions in the paper and pulp industry by 50%. All right? They are handheld scanners and, I think it's a handheld laser. All right? So, I mean, pretty cool stuff. It's just my only problem is in the medical field, we deal with very sensitive subjects. So if there's any possibility that it's not getting erased 100%, there's privacy issues, you know. Now, however, I mean, like my articles, you know, that I print for the show, those, that'd be nice to reuse the paper. I can't stand, you know, all the paper we use, you know, for my show. Oh, so that's kind of nice. Toner removal is 19% more effective than recycling, which lowers emissions by 76%. Well, that was 90%. You know what? Typo. Okay. Now, this is kind of interesting. There's a high school teacher, Spanish teacher, I believe in Florida, who is so sick of her kids, her students, posting things about her on Facebook that what she did, and she's facing being fired, is she asked students to show her their Facebook accounts. And if they made negative comments about her, they were not going to be able to go to the Salvador Dali Museum field trip. Teacher Angelica Cruikshank, district teacher since 2008, faces firing after an investigation revealed that she had improperly gained access to students' Facebook accounts in January. She is suspended without pay, has hired a lawyer, her request for a formal hearing. You know, this is what we were talking about in the previous hour. I mean, you know, many of you are looking at this whole Facebook thing and Twitter thing like, you know, it's a fad. I don't need to be a part of it. But other people make you a part of it. That's what's so crazy. You know, I never thought I'd be a whole, you know, a part of this whole cybersphere. I mean, I understood it, you know, doing radio, you have to do Twitter. And what's nice is you could link your Facebook and your Twitter and your LinkedIn and you could, you know, so if I want to give people medical updates, et cetera. But I really didn't want to be a part of the internet because people could say anything. People could doctor up pictures, you know, people badmouth you. I just didn't want to be a part of that. But whether you're a part of it or not, whether you're logged in or not, there is internet activity going on about you, okay? I mean, you know, hopefully you're really low-key, so you don't have students, et cetera. But, I mean, if you're a teacher, absolutely kids talk about you. Now, I don't know why she's so sensitive. You know, like me, I can't be sensitive. You know, I mean, patients are going to get mad. I send them to collections, they're going to get mad. I don't refill their lore tab, they're going to get mad. So, I mean, I know it. I chose a field where people are going to get ticked if I don't do what they want me to or if I ask them to pay their bill. So, yes, people are going to rip me to pieces. People are going to rip me to pieces because they don't like how I feel about Obamacare. All right? I cannot go into radio being thin-skinned. I got to have some thick skin. People are going to talk about me. So, same thing with teachers. Okay, people are going to talk about you. They're going to pass notes behind you in class, etc. You know, but then, you know, I don't blame her 100% for wanting to stop the cyber attacks. You know, I don't know how to stop that. I really don't. I wish we did. It's horrible. Now, this case we're following with Trayvon Martin, okay? Very sad case. A 17-year-old boy who was shot by the Neighborhood Watch captain. From what we understand, the head of the police chief, has stepped down, but temporarily. He says, look, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to get out of the way so you guys could proceed with the education temporarily. Okay? The police, the Sanford police, you know, are maintaining they did everything right. Now, just to recap, what happened was George Zimmerman was, I guess, on Neighborhood Watch duty. He was carrying a weapon, saw Trayvon, a 17-year-old African-American boy, in the neighborhood. Zimmerman is Hispanic, from what I understand. And he saw the boy, called the police, thought there was some sort of suspicious behavior. Police say, look, you know, you don't have to follow him. You know, we're on our way. We'll take care of it. Zimmerman follows him, gets out of the car. They have an altercation, and he shoots him, saying it was in self-defense. The police didn't keep him, didn't take his weapon away. And at that time, a month ago, February 26th, roughly, they felt that, you know, he was not, somebody that should be taken into custody. Well, now, of course, you know, there's a huge fury. People are protesting. I mean, the media has been covering this. And, you know, they want his head, Zimmerman's head. They can't find him. The media can't find him. He's not at home. He's not, you know, hiding out with his neighbors. But what's a little confusing to a lot of us, you know, and not making this case clear cut, you know, as a hate crime is, you know, his neighbors are sticking up for him, saying, look, you know, this is horrible that the boy died, but this isn't somebody who's a vigilante. This isn't somebody who's a racist. And then you have the police that are not saying, look, you know, we messed up. They're saying, you know, this is what we did. All right. The feds could take a look at what we did, but this is why we did it. So then it makes us all wonder what the heck happened with that altercation. It's a cute little boy who had an iced tea in his hands and Skittles. What possibly caused Zimmerman to think his life was in jeopardy to shoot the kid? Why did he shoot the kid? Why was he, you know, why was he running around with a weapon anyway? But and why was it so understanding to the police, such that the police let him go home that day? You know, saying, okay, you know, go, you know, what was so, proving that it was a self-defense issue? So we don't have answers yet, but hopefully we will get them, and we'll report them as we go. You guys have a great rest of the night. I still want to hear from you, so please call in with your questions. We'll play them on air the next day. Emails. And a big thanks to Donovan for working the show tonight. He works hard. Thank you all. God bless you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.